archery deer season has officially opened. And this year, hunters in three different counties are required to test their kill for a fatal disease that has been detrimental to deer populations across the Great Basin and now in California. Chronic wasting disease, or CWD, is a significant concern, spreading steadily throughout deer populations. There is no known cure or vaccine, and it inevitably leads to death in affected animals. The disease poses a threat to wildlife management, hunting industries, and ecosystems. The disease was first documented in Colorado in the early 70s, and for the first time, it has been detected in California. For more, we spoke with Peter Tira with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife.
You know, chronic wasting disease was detected and confirmed for the first time in California deer this past spring. Part of our response is understanding what we're dealing with. How widespread is that disease? So these deer that were confirmed were found in Inyo and Madera County, so more in the central eastern part of the state.
Chronic wasting disease has now been detected in 34 states, including California. The disease affects the animal's brain, causing progressive damage and eventually death. CDFW has been monitoring California's elk and deer populations for CWD through lymph node sampling and testing since 2000, testing over 6,500 deer and elk. Since 2018, CDFW has been working to increase surveillance efforts with the help of hunters, taxidermists, and meat processors. In response to the recent CWD detections, the California Fish and Game Commission adopted regulations requiring mandatory testing in affected hunting zones. Tara says testing helps CDFW better understand the extent of the outbreak, inform decision makers, and help protect California's deer and elk herds. But at this point, the testing requirements are only for four regions in Madero, Inyo, and Mono counties near the Nevada border. The disparate locations of these two detections suggest that CWD may have been present in California for some time, as the incubation period can be months to years. Dr. Brandon Monk, a senior wildlife veterinarian with Fish and Wildlife, believes that hunters in California can play a vital role in the conservation and health of local deer herds, and is asking for their help to manage CWD. Quote, "We're not only looking for hunters to comply with the sampling requirements in the four affected hunt zones, but we're also asking all hunters to get their deer tested so we can better understand the magnitude of the outbreak we're dealing with." End quote. The agency is encouraging all hunters to participate in citizen science by providing voluntary samples to help track the spread of the disease.
But we're asking all hunters to get their deer tested. They harvest the deer to get it tested. That will help us understand just the extent of the outbreak and what we're dealing with. The California Fish and Game Commission has mandated testing for chronic wasting disease in four deer zones in these areas, in kind of the Madera, Inyo County areas, Madera County. So that doesn't affect hunters and the North State in terms of mandatory testing, but we are asking hunters to voluntarily test their deer so we can understand the extent of the outbreak. And also, you want to know, you know, before you eat a deer, that it's healthy and whether it may be sick or at least carrying chronic wasting disease.
CDFW sampling stations are located across the state, including in Eureka, Blue Lake, and Willits.
Hunters can bring their deer to any California Department of Fish and Wildlife facility. We can sample those deer for you. Or you can bring the deer head and the neck, because the part of the animal we actually sample are the lymph nodes.
Clinical signs of CWD include progressive weight loss, clumsy movements, lack of coordination, drooling, excessive thirst or urination, and behavioral changes. Once these symptoms develop, death occurs quickly. CWD is caused by prions, misfolded proteins that lead to brain damage. The disease is spread through direct contact with infected animals or through environmental contaminations, as prions can persist in soil and plants for years. A similar disease, bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or mad cow disease in cattle, has been linked to fatal diseases in humans through the consumption of infected beef. However, there is currently no evidence that CWD can infect humans, but health agencies recommend against consuming meat from infected animals.
So on the Department of Fish and Wildlife website, if you search chronic wasting disease, we have a kind of entire mini website devoted to that. And there's all kinds of resources about, you know, where to get your deer tested, but also how to self-sample the deer yourself, right? It's there's a video kind of walks you step by step on exactly how to sample the animal yourself. And we also have participating butchers and meat processors and taxidermists who can also help. So there are three ways essentially to get your deer tested. You can do it yourself, and we've got a how-to video that'll walk you through that process. It's not too difficult. You can take the deer to a fish and wildlife office or sampling station. Again, we have locations on the website. And thirdly, we have participating meat processors, game processors, and taxidermists who will also, take samples. So lots of way to get that done. It's just a good peace of mind, what you can do. If your concern certainly is, you know, process your deer, keep that meat in the freezer until you get your test results back. And you'll know for sure whether your deer is positive or not. You know, we hope it's not, but this will help us understand just the scope of the disease we're dealing with here in California. You could harvest a deer. It could be a beautiful animal, seem perfectly healthy, but it may be infected. We just don't know. We don't know the extent of the outbreak. This is where hunters, you know, help us in managing our deer herds, our elk herds, and keeping them safe.
Tara says CDFW is providing surveillance response, long-term management plans, and public outreach through their No Time to Waste campaign to limit the spread of the disease. Hunters can assist in these efforts by voluntarily participating.
You know, wear some gloves when they're dressing their animal, field dress their animal on the spot where they harvested it, and leave the internal organs and even the spinal column at the site where the deer was taken. You know, we don't want that material being moved around the county, the state, that kind of thing, because that's where that disease could be based or could be present. So we want to leave that material, those internal organs, that spinal column, at the site of harvest, if at all possible. So again, we recommend that you get your deer tested, and there's lots of instructions on how to do that on our website. Then wait for those test results. Process your deer, package it up, get in the freezer, and wait till those test results come in a few weeks, and just a little bit of peace of mind that we can give our hunters just to know that their animal's healthy before they consume it.
More information on chronic wasting disease and the archery opener can be found online at wildlife.ca.gov.